Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Whitley here. This young, unvaccinated people shouldn't travel on foreign holidays this summer. That was the latest advice from the chief medical officer. It's seen as another blow to young lives on hold since the pandemic. And while Tony Holohan, he did acknowledge the difficulties of his advice, in fairness to him, especially for those aged 19 to 24. He said there are plenty of good holiday options for them in Ireland. Well, John Cook has been asking young people in Limerick for their views.
My name's Maud Adams, I'm 20 and I'm from Askeaton, County Limerick. I usually used to play in pubs, especially in Listowel and Flanagan's Bar, which I really loved, but sure, when the pandemic came, like, I didn't have that anymore.
Busking on the streets of Limerick today, so does it feel good to be out again?
Oh, it really does, I love it, the vibe is brilliant and everything, like, yeah.
How do you feel about the lockdown now and young people, well, still being told it's not over yet, maybe don't go abroad, don't go anywhere till you're vaccinated? What do you think?
In some ways, like, I don't think it is fair, but, like, young people, like, will be able to fight it off more than, like, the elderly people, so it is important that they're prioritised, you know what I mean? For those people that really want to go abroad, like, it definitely must be really hard, like, you know.
Think they'll go anyway?
Ah, yeah, I'd say they would. Yeah, they'd rebel against it.
You'll keep on busking here for now?
I will, definitely.
I'm 19 too.
Any plans to go abroad this summer?
No,
what were you hoping for?
Not this summer, because not vaccinated or anything, so no expectations anyways.
Yeah, I still think I'm going to book a holiday. I think if I just get a test before I go and stuff, hopefully it'll be okay. But I know obviously with restrictions and stuff, so it really does depend.
So what do you think the public health advice saying that young people, the 19 to 24 year olds in particular, those that won't be vaccinated for some time, you shouldn't go abroad?
It's not really fair. Especially when we've missed out on so much, like we didn't have a Debs or a 6-year holiday or anything like that. So
where do you think you might go?
Spain. I'm studying Spanish, so maybe some education would be good.
Vaccine or no vaccine?
I don't mind.
What were you and your friends planning?
Just going out to Magaluf for a week, like after Leinster, but fortunately now with COVID and the vaccinations, we have to wait for sure. Look, we've plenty of time to do it anyway later on, like, so.
Yeah, I'm 23.
I'll be travelling until I'm vaccinated anyway,
yeah,
I'd say.
I don't want to until I'm vaccinated as well.
So you're happy to take that advice?
Yeah, we're happy enough to wait, yeah.
We've waited this long now, what's the point?
I'm just travelling around Ireland here and there, but being safe, like, you know. Okay. We take it very seriously anyway, us ourselves anyway.
Any travel plans for the summer?
No, not yet. Thanks to the government.
Thanks to the government?
Yeah, we were going to go away to Albufeira in August. We had to cancel our holidays because of the government and all. We won't be getting vaccine till, we don't know, late July or August. We won't be the last to get vaccine now.
And they're saying don't go unless you're vaccinated. What do you think of that?
I think it's a joke. We haven't gotten a holiday in over a year and a half now. Like. Sure, the whole of Europe are travelling all over the place and Ireland's stuck in here. Like, I don't see the problem with it. Like.
Do you still worry about COVID-19 yourselves?
Or? No, we're all grand. We just had it, so...
You just had it?
After having it, yeah.
You all had it? When?
Yeah, we only finished quarantine last week.
Are you in college, or do you all live together, or what?
Yeah, we all live together. So it's grand, yeah. We're all inside the same household, so we were able to quarantine together, yeah, so it's all right.
And do you know how you caught COVID-19, or where it originated from?
I was told it was by communal contact through your one on the HC phone line.
And now that you're out of the two-week period, is that why you're thinking of travel plans now?
Yeah, well, we're meant to be immune for the next few months anyway, so now, so...
Do you feel like you could go?
I do, yeah.
Well, we could go, like.
So we're not going to be able to get it for another 6 months at least. We have no chance of catching it, but I don't know if we're able to pass it along now. That's the only thing, like, you know?
Yeah, we're all 19, we're all 19.
You're sure?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you vaccinated? Probably not.
We're healthcare workers.
So what about then, some of you maybe could go travelling abroad, some of you can't. What do you think of that?
Unfair, really. Like, we are after missing a whole year of our lives, really. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is hard. Like, we had a holiday book last year, we had to cancel it.
Where were you going?
Bulgaria, sunny beach. So, like, it's not fair. And, like, I think we've done a year of it now, we've done as much as we can. Like, I think it's, and they're still blaming us, and we haven't done anything. So, that's my opinion.
Time to let us down.
Yeah.
July, August, any plans?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to Spain, but I'm vaccinated.
Because of your job, okay.
I think I'd hold off going anywhere until I was vaccinated, so I probably won't leave Ireland until maybe next summer, depending on the situation.
And the Chief Medical Officer says there's plenty of good places in Ireland to go for young people. What do you think?
Yeah, and we're on a staycation at the moment.
We're on a staycation. Yeah. We're from Offaly, but we were in Clare for the week, so...
Lovely.
Instead of going away, we said we'd stay here without going abroad,
which is the right thing to do, I think, for now.
But you're very responsible people for a 19.
I wouldn't say that now.
Why? What happened to Clare?
What happens in Clare stays in Clare.
I haven't heard that one before. What happens in Clare stays in Clare. They're great girls from Offaly on tour in the Midwest, speaking to John Cook.